Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, award-winning magazines, best-selling books, global communities, and broadcast. And I am so thrilled because today I have with me Roberta Eastman. Roberta is founder of Roberta Eastman Enterprise. Roberta helps real estate investors, service-based franchisors, and growing business owners turbocharge their leverage of time, focus, and money. She specializes in training their business office manager and support to be up and running quickly without having to be tied to business ownership in 90 days or less, guaranteed. As an accomplished business coach, Roberta spends her time helping her clients build the businesses and lifestyles they've always dreamed of. Roberta does this by targeting business managers, training them to do their jobs effectively and independently. Through a systematic personal approach and framework, Roberta has been able to transform businesses, changing the business managers' mindsets from I can't to I can. Roberta's continued growth has led her to establish Roberta Eastman Enterprise with subsidiary companies, Self-Employment GPS, and Virtual Assistant Resource. Roberta enjoys partnering with her clients to teach and train their employees and even the owners. Her experience shows her that any problem, no matter how large or small, it can be solved with the proper management and understanding. And that is so powerful. Roberta, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki. I'm honored to be here.
Listen, I thought maybe we could start by you sharing with us what your passion and purpose and how you achieved this place of influence that you experience today.
Absolutely. And part of this was when I authored the book with you, The Wounded, Survived, and Thrived, the passion and the purpose comes from my mom's death and how that left me asking the question, how could I influence people's lives as she did? And, in order to honor her legacy. But when I started to ask that question, the one that really kept coming to the surface was, well, how could I influence my own life? And that's what started the purpose and the passion to do what I do today.
That's a powerful, powerful question. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, again, I stood and watched at my mom's wake. We're Catholic, so we have a wake and a funeral. And I stood there, and she had people waiting an hour and a half, and she was just a very simple woman. So I didn't even, as her child, realize she knew that many people, never mind that she had impacted that many people. And she probably never even knew that she did. Because she was so simple. And, again, that type of a life-changing event, on top of a couple of others after that, just left me asking, well, how could I influence other people's lives like my mom did? And in doing that, it grew and it became apparent and aware. I became aware, right? Because we often have all of the things that we need right in front of us, but we never go through the process of bringing them to our awareness.
Oh, that's so true and so wise. So you weren't always in this place of influence. Tell us where you found support when you were on the rise and trying to figure all this out for yourself.
It started, you're absolutely right. I was not always in the place of influence. The lessons learned when we work for corporate America and in all of those places, we're taught to get results. Not necessarily, we don't care how you get them, just get them. So the support for me came from learning the process of creating what you want or imagining what you want and then just taking steps that move you towards that or not. But the support, the encouragement, the people being proud of the work that I was doing and the progress I was making and the moving forward, externally it came from my husband Frank and my family, but internally there was such a drive for me to want to know who I was and what I wanted and what I could do for others and how I could do it for others and the impact that I could bring out to the world, that there was an internal drive that was, moving me forward each step. Now, I have aligned every aspect of my own life since I've been doing this work on myself, since 2004. And I have been able to align every single aspect of my life with who I am as a person. So relationships and the type of work I do, because it's different from what I did in the corporate world, other than, you know, the training and the teaching, what I do now is slightly different. I was unemployed in 2004, and now I'm, you know, self-employed, finances. So all of those aspects of life, you can align with who you are as a person.
That is really, really key. So how did you discover who you were as a person? Like, how did that unfold for you, just briefly?
I started to get curious about who I was and what I wanted to be accountable for, who I wanted to be accountable for as a person. So, you know, and this is the concept I'd like to share today is, you know, this is how I do my weekly planning. So this is how you can actually influence getting what's done, that getting the stuff that's done that's most important to you. You can actually influence that by asking yourself the question every week when you sit down to do your planning, who do I want to be accountable to be as a person? And in this case, it would be ask yourself the question, who do I want to be accountable to be as a business owner?
That is really, really powerful. And I guess, like you say, you can do that in every aspect of your life, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You ask who you want to be accountable to be, and then how do you responsibly do the things that you need to do in order to be that person? And by doing that, what are you committed to having in your life?
Wow. You know, by taking all of that on and into yourself, that gives you a huge empowerment.
Absolutely,
really?
Huge empowerment. And that's what I was saying earlier. That was the drive for me. It was, you know, well, what results will I get if I do this? And it was almost like an experiment, right? Because I didn't, you know, you don't necessarily know, you're not always in tune with where you're going. And so it was like, well, what happens if I do this? And I was excited about the results. I was excited to see what would happen. It wasn't, you know, a fear or any of the, there was a driver that said, well, what if? And I just got curious about who I was as a person.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So what do you think are the key skills that you see that are really important? Obviously, knowing yourself, who you are, and taking responsibility for that in a really powerful way is important. But are there other maybe two or three key skills for really having a thriving business that you see consistent with your clients today?
I do, and one of them is high-impact communication. You know, to really have, it starts with the critical thinking through. If we stop to really think through what it is we're trying to accomplish. So for me and what I teach my clients is, you know, it's a very easy three steps. Look at what your ultimate result, what do you want that ultimate result to be? And then look at the strategies that you could roll up, because often we get stuck in the tactic. You know, we look at the tactic first, when in reality, if you do three steps, it's the ultimate result, the strategy you're going to use to reach that result, and then the tactics, because there's thousands of tactics. You only need, you know, two or three to roll into the strategy, and then that rolls into the ultimate result. And that's what gets you your results the fastest in the least amount of time.
Oh, again, that is so powerful. And I love the way you break it down, because you break it down into something that is really simple and you know, easy to follow, which is really fantastic. And again, so powerful.
Thanks.
So what do you think are important from the standpoint of being able to spread this? We talked about taking responsibility and really understanding who you are and defining what you want that to look like in every area of your life. What are the keys to being really fulfilled in every area of your life and developing a balance?
It's, well, two things. One, to really develop it, you really have to live it. And when I say that, I mean go out and be that person that you want to be accountable to be. And you... that's what others start to see, because when you ask yourself the question at the end of the day, what evidence are you going to see that and feel, and what's your family going to see and feel, and your customers see and feel, what's the evidence that you're going to measure to know that all the work you're doing is worth it?
Mm.
So
wow.
That's the, you know, the answer for the first question. And the second question you were asking me was about the balance for the fulfillment. And it isn't, you know, we all have those great big long to-do lists, and we get pretty overwhelmed pretty fast looking at that. And the things that you do throughout your day aren't necessarily things to just knock off, you know. It's not a task. It's not a to-do list that you just have to get out and check off. And it's more about what are you going to do or how. And I created a three-step system again. I love the three steps, called the ARC, and I'll explain that to you if we need to during the interview. And it is just not about knocking things off and getting things done on a task list. It's more about looking at, critically thinking through, like I was talking about earlier, and then communicating to others if you need to, what's getting done, what's most important to you, so that at the end of the day, the balance comes from that little piece of balance that you accomplish something throughout the day. It doesn't even have to be on your to-do list. But at the end of the day, when you can say to yourself three things you've accomplished, whether they're on the to-do list or not, it does two things. It gives you the sense of balance that you're looking for in your life, and all we need is a little piece of that every day. And then the other thing is it stops all the white noise that we have as entrepreneurs and business owners.
Mm.
So it allows you to get your rest and your sleep and so on and so forth.
Oh, that's really awesome. So tell me, what, you know, you're working with collaborations all the time. You're collaborating with business owners and collaborating with and helping them collaborate with their managers and their support staff and so forth so that they can have a more fulfilled life. How important are collaborations, do you think, to success?
They are extremely important. You know, we can go through life and know, you know, spiritually that we are never alone. However, in the business world, it is slightly different. If you want to get things done fast and faster, then the collaboration is necessary because all of those great minds can come together and get it done for you. If you don't have the skill, or if you do have the skill and you need that enhanced, then you can, you know, tap into those people. But the bottom line is that if we are working from our strengths, all of us, then we are going to get there much faster than looking at our weaknesses and trying to, you know, make those different. We can all work from our strengths. And when you're doing that, that helps with that balance. It helps with that fulfillment. It helps. You can see it in people. They actually get giddy when they're working from their strengths and they're working from that place of accountability and, you know, who they are as a person.
Oh, God, that's just lovely, really lovely. So, you know, you have wonderful collaborations and you have a wonderful partnership with your husband and so forth. What are the important factors in really attracting great partnerships and collaborations and then keeping them, retaining them?
To me, that is really about, whether it's in, you know, personal or business or whatever the case may be, it is about talking, communicating, high-impact communication. It's talking about leading the both of you together towards the same common goal.
You know, and Roberta, explain to me, you've mentioned high-impact communication several times. Can you go into that in a little more depth about what that looks like for you?
Sure. It means that I've thought through, I've done the critical thinking that's necessary before the communication. Because typically what will happen is we may communicate something, but we haven't really thought through all of it. So as an example, when you're doing strategies, you can strategize all you want. You can brain dump all you want. But if you don't pull it through to an action plan, then nothing gets implemented. Nothing gets done. So the high-impact communication is having the first step of that being thinking through the process to the end and then putting it into the communication. And for collaboration purposes, that next step or that third step is to make sure that everybody is working towards that same common goal.
That is really powerful. So tell me a little bit about, you're doing this all the time, helping people, you know, really create a stellar team to support themselves. What do you think is important in finding, retaining, and what should a stellar team really look like? What kind of quality should a stellar team have to support you?
It really, you know, and yes, I do. I'm always helping with stellar teams in building those. But I have to say the work, the first work, starts always with the owner, because if they don't know what they want, then they cannot create safety for their team to move forward.
That's so interesting. Interesting concept, safety, when you say that word.
Mm-hmm.
That hit me really powerfully.
Well, and it's because if people don't feel safe, if they don't feel that they're, if they feel vulnerable, if they don't feel like they have, you know, all of us, the greatest leaders, always, we do want to still have, I don't want to say a life jacket, but we always want to have that sense of self and the sense of safety and security, and we can follow others who know what they want because it creates that safety for us. When the owner doesn't have that and they don't know who they are or what they want or excuse me, how they're going to be responsible and what they're committed to having in their lives, then the team that's following them will struggle to do so.
Oh, yeah, that makes total sense, total sense. Now, have you seen changes in how collaboration and really motivating teams and so forth has changed over recent years with all the high technology and just the shift in our economy and everything around us?
I absolutely have. Not only in the technology, in the environment, in the economy, even with, you know, my own self and colleagues and people that I've spoken to that, you know, have moved themselves through different areas of their lives. So as an example, from corporate to self-employment, or and that's where I see a bigger change, I think, than most places for me. And it is because, again, when we go from being the results-oriented person to then having the balance of the results and the emotion. And then you find that little sweet spot in the middle. And it is really, I think about it when, or the way that I think about it is it almost takes me back to, think about where you came from, your roots, and staying connected, you know, with those. Because that really does help you put your feet on the ground, even when you feel like a kite in a strong gust of wind. It keeps your feet planted on the ground, and it allows you to feel that connection and the balance between the results and the emotion to be the person you want to be and then help others learn how to do that for themselves.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful. Really wonderful. So what with the work that you're doing, what's your big picture vision for what you would like to see that look like, you know, globally, or how it might impact the world?
My vision, Vicki, is to, you know, for me personally, and, you know, this goes so out to businesses because there are so many businesses in our economy that are trying to make that influence global. And, you know, they're no longer just trying to reach their local. I have plenty of local businesses, but even they're looking at the bigger picture. And it is, you know, for me, it is truly to stand where I am and reach out as far as I can, whether I ever meet the people or not. So that means, you know, through the content that's delivered, through the teams that I'm affecting, through the business owners that I'm working with, through information that I can share, and all of those different ways, whether I ever meet the person or not, if I can stand where I am, turn around and reach out my hand and help that person that's two steps behind me, then that's my vision.
Ah. I love it. That's just absolutely beautiful. So do you have a favorite success story, either yours or someone else's that maybe you worked with that you'd like to share with us briefly?
You know, the success story, and I'll keep it with what I was talking about earlier. The real success story And it happens to be mine, and now I teach it to everybody I work with. And it is the process of the ARC. I call it the ARC, the A-R-C, and it is how I use my weekly planning. So, you know, Sundays at 6 o'clock, I sit down and I plan out my week. And the first question I ask is, who do I want to be accountable to be? As in this case, I'll use a business owner. And I plot those, taken from Stephen Covey's focus program. You put your big rocks into your calendar first. And so I put those big rocks into my calendar first of who I want to be, so as a business owner. So that may include things like I want to be prepared for my clients. I want to ensure that the communication with the team is in place so that I'm not the bottleneck in my business. So they're getting, you know, my team is getting things done. So all of those things that would make you accountable to be the business owner that you want to be. So that first question is, who do I want to be accountable to be as a business owner? The second question is, what things do I need to responsibly do in order to be that person? So if it's preparing for my client, I may want to read their journals. I may want to make sure I'm up to date on their strategies that they're working and what their measurements are and where we are for results. And then the third question is, if I do those things responsibly to be that person, then what am I committed to having in my own life for doing that?
Mm. And that's where you're really setting up that future experience of what life will look like when that all comes to pass, right?
Absolutely. So those things go into the weekly planner first, and then everything else fills in after that. So what happens is at the end of each day, I know that I've gotten done what's most important to me, and that's what I've accomplished. It gives you the sense of balance and, you know, then allows you to do the influence for others.
That is so fantastic. So do you have an example of how this has worked for either yourself or someone else?
It has. For myself, it has actually increased my productivity. When we talk about getting things done and increasing productivity, it has increased my productivity by 82%.
Wow, and you have that number pretty specific.
I do have the number pretty specific. Well, because it was really important, because like everybody else, I was getting things done, but I still felt I wasn't getting done what was most important. I wasn't accomplishing what was most important to me. And whether that be in my business or, you know, whatever aspect of your life you wanted to get it done, I was at the end of the day and I was getting a lot done, but I wasn't getting done what was most important.
Yeah, that's really an important differentiation that you've stated there. There's just no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
So time has just flown being with you, Roberta. I was wondering, is there some place where people can go to tap into more of your wisdom and learn more about you on the web?
Yes, they can visit RobertaEastman.com, so www.RobertaEastman, that's EASTMAN.com. And I will put the ARC worksheet up for them. So visit www.robertaeastman.com/ARC.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Roberta. That is so generous of you, and what great information. So I hope everyone will be sure to visit the website and be able to glean all of your great information that you offer, as well as that free gift, which is just marvelous. Did you have any words in parting that you'd like to share?
No. Let me rephrase that. No. Yes. In order, you know, if you want to really have that ability to influence, ask yourself how you can influence your own life, and then obviously how can you influence others, because once you take care of yourself, you will be able to reach out and take care of others.
Mm, such an important point and one that we sometimes tend to overlook in our busy schedules. Roberta, thank you again so much. And for everyone, please visit www.robertaeastman.com. And I also would like to wish everyone a great week. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And thank you all for being with us. And we'll talk next week.